Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media.
What up, though?
I'm Ashton Nix.
I'm the Twitter fingers of Dez Bryant.
And I'm Patrick.
Pretty controversial here, Sean.
Yeah, whatever. That's what we like to do, controversy.
We appreciate you for listening to us, taking time out of your Saturday evening to be right here at the Sports Page. You can message us on Facebook at either our Next Gen Facebook at Next Gen TX or our Sports Page Facebook at Sports Page Radio. We also are on Twitter at NextGen_Media. And then you can find any of us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Message us, Facebook, whatever. If you want to shout out or comments about the show. Or just to criticize us. Sometimes we need to be put in our place.
You do.
Yeah, I get a little too cocky sometimes.
Don't lift me nowhere.
Okay. Don't message Sean.
Thank you.
What's your Twitter handle? Sean Lothick something.
No, that's not even close. Don't look it up. If you don't know it, you don't know it. I know yours.
Well, I'll tell everyone that Next Gen Sports Mix, right? I don't even know my own. It's something like that.
Oh, God. So, that's horrible. You don't know your own
username.
That's
not even the name of your show, so why?
Well, that's mine. It's not.
Next Gen Sports Mix.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of combining everything.
It is. It needs to be something non-confusing.
How does
that really confusing.
Yeah, like that, to me.
Like my emails, I like to keep it my name, but for some god-awful reason, people insist on calling me Nick.
I don't believe that. Happens to me, too.
I get it about my personal email, nicksashton3@gmail.com. I guess they think my name's Nick Sashton, but I have another email that's A Nix. So they figure, okay, this guy's name is Nick, and he just has a random A and S around his name.
You know what? But now that you mention it, like, my last name is Nichols, and, like, everybody says Sean Nicholas. I don't get that.
But no,
I thought he was about to say it.
Happened to me when I went to go buy
Fuck
my
you.
Car.
Huh?
It happened to me when I went to go buy my car. They literally put my name on the application as Nick James Patrick.
There's just that random rogue guess going on.
Yeah, like my last name was Patrick.
That's perfect.
Your first name's not even Patrick.
Duh. Exactly. Like, so they had it all wrong.
Who are you?
No one knows.
Jumping into our first segment, we like to do the front page, which is local sports, and we're going to start off with your Texas Rangers. Trade news. They trade left-handed pitcher Cole Hamels to the Chicago Cubs for a couple of prospects. One of them, actually, Eddie Butler. He plays for the Cubs, or he did. Was in their major league system. Played. He was 1-1 with 4.08 ERA this year, and then another minor leaguer to be named later. Which means nobody
knows.
No, but you know they were gonna lose Cole Hamels at the end of the year anyways. So
just because that came up again, that phrase what? Came up again, I think at the end of this I need to crop out when my little plug where I was like, nobody knows.
Yeah, that's kind of got awkward there. That's why I moved on.
It sounded like you were, you know, pedophile-ish.
Nobody knows.
That's horrible.
Well, being
never do that.
Being in the DFW area, this is obviously cowboy country here, and I intentionally didn't start off with that as the top news because I figured that this segment would go on a little bit longer, and we wouldn't even be able to get in Rangers news. So that's why I started with that first.
Well, Cole Hamels is joining Yu Darvish.
Yeah, Mike that's drop. Right. He's are now teammates again.
This time last year we were talking about Yu Darvish and whether he was going to make a difference on the Cubs. Did he actually do it?
No.
Exactly.
No. Well, I mean, he was traded to the Dodgers then and then signed with the Cubs later. But
you know what's really funny, though?
He actually did make a difference in the regular season, but he was horrible during the World Series.
I mean, hey, same thing for the Rangers, right?
He didn't pitch in the World Series.
Well, I'm talking about postseason. He was not really good. Anyway, good in the regular season. But there was a lot of commentary online about, oh my God, Yu Darvish and Cole Hamels on the same team. That's going to be, like stuff like that.
It was maybe like 3 years ago.
It probably would have been phenomenal, but you know, now it's going to be like, okay. But don't they have like four pitchers now for the Cubs? Four that can be like starting pitchers.
Four that, well, they have a 5-man rotation, but I know what you're saying. Four like ace pitchers.
Yeah.
Well, at some point in their career, yeah. Hamels was the ace this year. Mm-hmm. As that was his position in the rotation, he didn't do good at all.
So why wouldn't they like edit his contract to like drop his salary and keep him for rebuilding like they do in basketball?
Well, first of all, they can't do that. It's his contract. But the Rangers have agreed to pay like $30 million of his $35 million because, I mean, the Rangers, they have that space that they can just pay. This is rebuilding anyways, and that was part of...
I don't know how that works in baseball.
No, you have guaranteed money. I could sign a 10-year, $500 million contract, whatever, outrageous contract, and if I broke my leg or tore my ACL or ended my career tomorrow and never played a single inning for them, I'm still getting paid.
So it's not like the money. NFL...
Well, the NFL, you have to speculate that or specify that in your contract to have guaranteed money, like Matt Stafford's outrageously rich contract. Most of it's guaranteed, if not all of it. But in baseball, no matter what, it's part of their Players Association agreement. So it's all...
I need to be a baseball player. I don't need to do much. I just need to be in the outfield.
If your kids are going
to
play something, play baseball.
I just want to be in the outfield. I'll stand out
there. You take the 10 richest contracts in sports. I think like 8 or 9 of them are baseball.
See, yeah, I could do that. I could stand in the outfield and just sit out there and be cute. I can do that.
Well, I mean, you have to have some sort of talent if they're going to pay you.
I can catch.
But, I mean, there's so many minor league teams out there. You could, I mean, we have the freaking Railroaders, the Rough Riders, the Fort Worth Cats. That's how you start.
That's not funny.
And, I mean, there's so many spots. I'm sure you can make a team somewhere.
Maybe if Diddy decides to make his basketball team, I'll be a part of that. Oh, I'm sorry, his football league. I'll be a part of that.
I was going to say, did it switch?
No, I'm sorry. You know,
you'll be part of the XFL.
So here's a stretch of a joke. But at the end of this season, will we be saying, I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season and put some money on the Cubbies?
I mean, no, you could... Yeah, that joke's a couple years old. They won the World Series a couple years ago, so that doesn't... Back to the Future almost had it right. Yeah, well, they won in 2016. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future had them winning in 2015.
Yeah.
For the first time in... For the first time in 118 years or whatever.
So do you think that if they would have actually won in 2015, that we would have been like, oh my God, whoever writes Back to the Future? A fortune teller or
something. If they would have won in 2015... then the proposed Back to the Future 4 probably would have actually happened.
Well, there's supposed to be a Back to the Future 4.
Like, they're still talking about it.
Well, they...
Listen,
they did a video kind of saying all the stuff they...
Ooh, my bad.
All the stuff they got right and predicted, and it was kind of loosely accurate.
Yeah.
I guess kind of a stretch. But moving on to the more popular... You know, if you like the Rangers, talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Woohoo!
Only less than a week into training camp, and they're already have news buzzing around.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant.
Good news
just
or
can't
bad news, depending on how you...
Well, I mean, it's not bad for anyone. I think it's bad for Dez, really, who still yet has a team he signs with.
We'll get
with.
Into that.
Well, no, we're getting into
Let's
that.
Let's start with the news first. Start with the news.
That's what that's. Oh, okay.
So, what happened? Yeah. Tell the people.
So Dez says, no rhyme intended, he goes on Twitter and basically blasts the Cowboys, saying he's saying their play calling is, you know, it's predictable. There's not that much difference in their play, different plays, and which everyone already knew. I mean, we always criticize them for that anyways. Said Jerry Jones doesn't know what he's doing. He's clueless. He called Sean Lee a snake.
Now, the thing that I want to stop you at, do you necessarily consider that a blast? Because they basically called him out first.
Well,
did you see the tweets?
Yeah, but I mean, was it really calling him out?
I mean, they, okay, so in Dez's offense, like, he, from what he's been saying in his tweets, he's been living his best life. Like, he's been out here chilling. He's been fine. I mean, of course, he's probably a tad bit salty that he has not, you know, gotten another team. I mean, there's reports that he'll be going to the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns.
But he's been, you know, to himself. And there was an interview that I want to say, wasn't it Sean Lee that had the interview?
Sean Lee had the interview after these comments where he said he needs to step up and take responsibility for this. Was in response. I think Sean Lee handled that very well, by the way.
But the SiriusXM actually posted a tweet talking about the fact that he said that Dak had Dez Bryant in his ear. So instead of saying he rips the Cowboys a new one, he was protecting himself. You can't necessarily say, oh, well, now that he's gone, oh, he did this. This is the reason why. Like, that hurts my feelings. So me coming up and saying, hey, it wasn't me. You can't blame me for the fact that they're telling us to do the same plays over and over and over again. So, I mean, rightfully so, he came back and he told Twitter that he has no beef with Dak. He has no beef with Zeke. He has no beef with anybody. And the only reason why he called Sean Lee a snake is because he says he feels like he had some kind of in with the reason why he's no longer on the Cowboys.
The reason why he's not on the Cowboys isn't Sean Lee. It's because he dropped wide open passes when he can't run a route, first of all. The reason Dak wasn't successful is because Dez is on the sideline complaining, whining when he's not getting the ball. So the game plan is to force the ball to Dez. That's why you're sitting, Dez is triple covered and Dak's throwing it. You're wondering what the heck he's doing, because they're trying to get Dez involved. So he doesn't complain.
Any wide receiver is going to complain about not getting the ball.
Not like Dez, though. You see him on the sideline, and I used to be a defender of him, thinking he's just, you know, you want him to be competitive. He's emotionally involved. And he didn't seem to hurt the locker room because they had strong leadership and Sean Lee and Jason Witten, and Dez couldn't affect it. But Dez just, he wasn't a number one receiver. He was the Cowboys' number one receiver because they had nobody else.
Yeah.
They had Terrence Williams, who could be good if he would catch the ball with his hands and not use his chest. But this is all on Dez. And Dez, for his sake, should keep his mouth shut, whether it's provoked or not, because he doesn't have a contract right now. What? And he says it's all on him. It's because he hasn't accepted any. He's turned down one known contract by the Ravens.
And I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, it's not partially his fault, but you can't say that somebody coming at you and throwing you a part of the conversation,
he was provoked.
It's not going to lead you to protect yourself.
No, he was provoked, and I'm not saying he started this. I'm just saying it's in his best interest until he has a contract in place. This doesn't look good. Like, he can't even stop bickering about the Cowboys and this and that and throwing players under the bus. And
from what I've seen, he hasn't necessarily been bickering, no. Like, he's only talking on things that are concerning him. He says that he's still a Cowboys fan. I don't know how true that is.
Well, he started this at the very beginning when he said he's going to go to a rival so they can play him twice a year.
Yeah.
And that didn't pan out. Yeah. And he has the Cleveland Browns talking to him. And he needs to cool it because, and I'm just thinking logically, and he's thinking emotionally, and it's completely different. But his long term, after football, what his legacy is going to be, it's in his best interest to be former Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant, because that Cowboys just has, you know, money will just follow you wherever you go. Nobody cares who the Browns ex receiver is. You want to be on good terms with the Cowboys. And you see in training camps and Cowboys games, they're always showing people in the stands and who's, you know, Roger Staubach's always there, Emmitt Smith's always there. You want to be around that the rest of your life. and you don't need to be burning bridges. And I think Dez just needs to not worry about what other people are saying, because it's not Jerry Jones saying anything. It's not anybody of importance really saying anything. And attacking Sean Lee, which that's putting him like in Martellus Bennett area, where he basically blasted Jason Witten and said he wasn't a good leader, which kind of ridiculous. So whether it's provoked or not, I think it's really a non-issue. But I mean, he doesn't even have a contract yet. This is just, you know.
Well,
if I was a team that even played the Cowboys this year, I wouldn't sign him, because I think for that game he's going to just try to go too hard, and if he has a bad game, he's going to see him yelling and complaining on the sideline. Because, you know, against the Cowboys, he's going to want to have a monster game.
Yeah, he's going to want to blow the Cowboys out. But, you know, that in other news, we just hope that, you know. Well, I hope. I don't know about y'all. I just hope he does land a team. That way he's not on Twitter.
He's a good receiver. And I hope he goes, wins a ring somewhere. And there's even a chance he'd come back to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
The end of his career and retire a Cowboy like a lot of people do.
He may want to.
I just wouldn't.
If that little,
you know, kid. All it is words. Nobody's really insulting him. Nobody of importance to the Cowboys again.
Yeah. He said he has no smoke with Jerry Jones, so yeah, maybe that helps in his favor.
Yeah, don't let this burn any bridges.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a long front page segment.
Yeah, I don't necessarily consider it long. We started the show late.
Yeah. Well, I also, like, I was thinking it was long, so I was doing my own little, like, blind date commentary.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, yeah, we were needed.
I was just entertaining myself.
I guess. Okay. So, did you want to move over to
full court press?
Okay. So, we're going in. So, I mean, not a lot with full court press. It's been pretty stagnant right now. The biggest talk going on right now is Carmelo. Now, Carmelo, there was talks before. I want to say it was last year. There was talks that he was going to go to the Rockets. But
no,
he ended
again,
up going to,
again, though, he ended our up going predictions to the panned out. We picked the final four, basically,
mm-hmm.
and the Celtics, Cavs, Rockets, Warriors. And we talked about how this was the best fit for Carmelo was to go to the Rockets.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen.
But it still pans out. We have yet to see if it's a good fit. But it can't be worse than the New York Knicks trip with Carmelo or Oklahoma City.
It has to actually happen. So right now, the biggest commentary that's going on, though, is that even though the Rockets are in talk for taking Carmelo, Carmelo doesn't necessarily want to go anywhere and be on the bench. He wants to be a starter. Now, we have seen that Carmelo is, you know, he can get off the bench and do damage. But keeping him in for the game long term is like, he doesn't really do well. And even this past year was not a great season for Carmelo. So, what do you think? Do you think he should, you know, decide to go ahead and be a team player? Or do you think that he should continue to stand his ground and try to be a playmaker?
Well, if he can't play for a contender without being, I guess you could say, on the bench, I mean, it's really, is he just starting or not? You can have him come in 1 minute into the game. It doesn't it doesn't really matter if you're a starter or not.
He wants to, but, you okay, so.
But, this, I mean, the difference between a starter and a bench player is just how they start the game. Especially in the NBA, it's kind of, doesn't really matter. It's not like starting quarterback or, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got to think of it this way. I think in his mindset, him being 34 years old, he's only a year older than LeBron, a couple years older than KD. Like, he knows he can boost thinks he can boost the team to a point to where he is the star player on that team for the league.
Not for the Rockets.
I'm saying, but that's what he's thinking. Because him saying, oh, I know my capabilities. I know what I'm able to do. I mean, you have to admire the fact that he's willing to, like, boost himself that much. But at the end of the day, your game is not as solid as everybody else. And
that's been his life. I mean, every NBA player through high school and college has been the guy. And
yeah.
For the Nuggets, for the New York Knicks, that's been him. And then he kind of hit a buzzsaw in Oklahoma City when Russell Westbrook was the guy. And Houston's not his place. It just depends what his goals are. If his goals are winning a ring, then right now, you know, he can't go to Golden State.
Houston's your best spot.
If it's to make money,
do you know there was talks of him going to the Lakers and being next to LeBron?
That's what I thought was going
to
happen.
I don't want that to happen.
No, but...
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, it wouldn't be good because they could probably work well together.
At this point, I'm not annoyed by the super teams trying to...
I think it would be too
to retool, major to egos. Build, well, yeah, that wouldn't work.
It would unless you're on the
USA national basketball team where Carmelo was the guy there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he holds the record for most points scored.
But that's different, though.
It's more like different. Preseason games going against other countries.
Exactly.
I don't think it would... I mean, it wouldn't make the Lakers better than the Rockets or Golden State.
No.
The Rockets still aren't better than Golden State, but they were able to take him to 7 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then who knows if Chris Paul could have stayed healthy. I think the Rockets are better and they can compete against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably going to be the finals, and it's probably or the Western Conference Finals, which will probably have a lot more ratings than the actual NBA Finals now.
The Western Conference?
Yeah.
It probably will, to be perfectly honest.
I mean, the only way he's the guy...
The only games anybody's going to watch in the East is Boston.
I think Boston-Toronto might be a good series.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have LeBron anymore.
But if he wants to be the guy, he's going to have to be a team that's probably a lottery team. Because, I mean, he's probably a really good player, and he's going to be the third best player on the Rockets.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a motivation thing. If he's actual friends with Chris Paul, so maybe it would be in his best effort to go to the Rockets.
And him and James Harden have a lot in common. They both hate Russell Wilson or Russell Westbrook. I assume he hates Russell Westbrook, but he can't play.
that's too many egos as well.
James Harden couldn't play for that Oklahoma City team with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook because his ego, and now Carmelo Anthony wants to go on there and be the guy.
Because of his damn ego. Whatever. Carmelo, I feel like right now is not the time for you to... And I'm speaking to him personally. Sorry about that.
Is he listening?
But this is not the time. This is not the time for you to be stroking your ego. Like, they will get you the... out of here.
It's kind of about the Dez situation, too. He doesn't have a contract in place yet.
Even if they decide to go ahead and drop him and let him be a free agent from OKC... Where else are you gonna go? They're gonna constantly want to bench you. Why? Because your performance has not been up to par.
I mean, he won't be the guy if he went to the Lakers, but he'd be a starter. They're kind of in a slight rebuilding. I mean, they'll probably be a top 4 team in the West, but
whatever.
But the Rockets don't need a cave here.
LeBron is gonna do the Lakers just like how he did the Cavaliers. It's gonna be LeBron featuring.
That's fine. The LA Lakers right now are better than the Cavs last year. Because the Cavs didn't have anybody. They had Kevin Love, who I wouldn't call him a superstar. Very talented. Kyrie Irving wasn't there during the finals last year. Who did they have, really?
Who's going to step up for the Cavs? Because they can't just go back to being like a shitty team. I'm just saying.
Right now, because the East is... I'm just saying. The East has some good teams on them, but...
That's got to hurt.
The bottom part of the playoffs teams are weak.
But think about it. Y'all been in the playoffs for that many times, like, consecutively.
It's only been four.
4 years.
Yeah. Well, when they drafted LeBron in 04, they had... It was 2010 because the Mavericks won the next year. So they made the playoffs every year with LeBron. Then he goes, and they're a lottery team every year till he comes back. So, really, they're used to it.
You think they could probably hold their weight until they get somebody else to be a star player?
No Cleveland Cavaliers team has made the playoffs without LeBron in this millennium.
That is true.
Given that's only about 9 years they haven't had him. But
well, good luck to Carmelo. Hopefully
well, the Rockets, I don't think somewhere. The Rockets need to cave to his demands because that could really hurt their team, and they really have a good team.
They're not going to cave to his demands.
That I think could compete.
In the same way that Carmelo knows his worth, I believe that the Rockets know their way.
Yeah, and I think he could push them over to the top where they could upset a Golden State team. But it has to be on their terms when he's a role player.
But why won't he just come in and, you know, be a scorer. Be the person that they take off the bench with the B team and score it up. That way they can be like, you know what, let's give you another chance in the front seat.
Again, these guys have been superstars their entire lives. Their egos have been trumped by everybody.
I get that. But it's been a long time since Carmelo was on somebody's lips as a superstar.
But still, he's still been the guy for even all the New York Knicks teams where they sucked, he was still the guy. Up until last year when Russell Westbrook was the guy. Okay. So it's really only been a year of him not, and you can see how that worked out.
I mean, but he... Okay, I guess. Whatever. Let's wrap... That's all
it's
that
logical.
We have for...
It's like the Dez situation. It's logical in your head you're thinking, but that they're not thinking logically.
It's not. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Sports Page.
Talk about midgets coming up.
Not midgets, little people.
Dwarfs. Find us on Facebook at NextGenTX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.
Thank you for that countdown, Patrick. I didn't know when the clip was going to end. Jumping in.
I was just making sure you're prepared, because if I did nothing, you'd be like, thanks, Patrick, for not doing your job.
He's right.
That hurts.
He is right. That's what she said. Wow. Okay, jumping into our new segment. If you are listening to us today, right now, this will probably be a pretty popular segment. First, the pilot edition, The Strange World of Sports, with no audio clip. We'll get that set up. Yeah, I don't think that... But okay. We're gonna kick that off with... however you want to say this, the best diplomatic way to call this a sport, it started in Australia.
The most politically correct way, you mean?
That's what diplomatic means, dumbass. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Dwarf throwing or midget tossing?
No. Let's not start with that. Let's end with that. Stop it.
End with it? You want to end? Okay, that's a good teaser.
Let's do that next.
That's a good teaser, Sean.
Let's do. I'm sorry. It's because I'm watching the clip of the chess boxing crap.
Okay, great. If you want to listen, here's talk about midget throwing, midget tossing.
What is going on?
We'll talk about it in just a second. Our first sport in the strange world of sports is chess boxing. And it's exactly what you would think it is.
It's not what you would think about at all.
This is what. Basically broken down, this is what it is. It's a boxing match with an extra way to win. Basically, you start off playing a round of chess. I think it's 4 or 5 minutes. And then once that round is over, you get up, they move everything out, and then you box for a round. And then they just go. It's basically boxing, except you have a chance to beat them. The only way to win is to knock the other... opponent out or to get him
king.
In checkmate. Well, no, you don't capture the king.
Well, whatever.
In chess.
You
trap him.
Whatever. Same difference.
You trap him.
Anyway, I'm just I watched the clip of the chess boxing, and like they look really serious playing chess. They look like dramatically serious.
This is like they have championships of this. What you're watching the video of that link. I think it's the 2016 Chess Boxing Championships.
First of all, my goal would be to beat you at chess first.
Yeah, so if you're really, really good at chess, you might be able to survive this, because if you can win in the 4 or 5 minutes. But, you know, I want to see...
Checkmates.
I want to see, like, Floyd Mayweather go in there with whoever...
Sir.
Whatever the...
Floyd Mayweather can't even write his own, like, Twitter message.
No, but hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, Conor McGregor probably isn't much better.
Okay.
But just hear me out. Not. Have a badass boxer, giant-ass guy over there, and then this little spelling bee kid who is really good at chess. Watch him panic and flee to try to beat him at chess before that bell rings that they have to start boxing.
But they don't have people like that. They have actual, like, it looks like actual, like, heavyweight boxers. Like, trained.
Is that what you would call them? They kind of look like dad bods to me.
They're
like, I feel like I could compete in that sport.
I don't think you could. What are they listening to, though, in the course of this chess playing? Are they listening to, like, serene sounds, like grasshoppers?
No, they probably have, like, a timer or whatever, because I know it says you only have a certain time limit to make your move, or I'm not sure what happens if you don't get to that. But I remember watching the video and they said you only have a few seconds per move, and it's a 4 minute period, and then you box for a round, which I guess would be 3 minutes, like in a normal boxing match, and then you go back to playing chess, and you do that till somebody is checkmated or knocked out.
You know what's really good about this? Because most boxers don't get to, like, take a seat and chill, like, during the boxing round, unless it's between rounds. You get, like, an extra minute of chilling. Like,
but you imagine when you're, if you make it to, like, how many ever rounds they are, but, like, eighth or ninth round, and you're, like, barely hanging on, you have to think clear enough to play chess. That's what,
after getting your head pointless. Jammed in.
Yeah, it seems pointless until you get about to the part, the round where you really are struggling to think.
Blood is all over the chessboard because you're bleeding from your brow. Your nose is friggin' broken. Shit, like.
Yeah, when you watch the Rocky movies, they can barely stand up. They're in the 15th round, him and Apollo Creed. Can you imagine after that, the bell rings, they have to sit down and play a round of chess?
A round of chess? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it's friggin' hilarious. Like, I would buy tickets to this just to laugh.
Hey Patrick, check on that. See if they're coming to the DFW area anytime soon.
I would be in the crowd dying laughing.
I feel like this is probably a Canadian thing.
Let's go to Canada. Let's do it. Sports Page Canada.
Either that or somewhere like Wisconsin.
Sports Page Wisconsin. Cheese, eh? Or is that another place?
There was another sport that was cheese rolling that I should have had as a second sport. And that would have been a perfect.
Perfect next week.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, now it doesn't. I mean, we could do it, but it'd be a perfect segue into it.
No, we can do cheese rolling. That's fine. Are they actually, like, rolling cheese? You know what? Just wait. Surprise me.
Well, let's.
That'll be better.
Let's think, because it would be funnier. Okay, I won't say fun. I'll say more entertaining, because that's.
Funnier.
Like Patrick said, politically incorrect.
I was about to say, is funnier a word? Funnier.
It is, actually. Funnier is a word.
Yeah. It's a word. I-E-R. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what if midgets were playing that? I would think that would be a little less...
midget chess boxing?
Yes. That would be a little less demeaning than midget tossing.
What? I want to see midgets box now. I bet you that's...
If you are a midget or a little person that happens to be listening to the show, message Sean on Facebook.
No, don't.
We'll get this set up. No. We're going to do chess boxing Sean Nichols versus the little person.
They're going to be upset because, like, I was calling them little people and you were calling them midgets. And
little,
I just called them midgets on accident. Oh, yeah.
Well, like, hey, that's what the story is. That's what the story is. If it was Jew throwing, I'm just reading what the story. Whoa. I'm just.
That escalated quickly.
Dwarf throwing.
That's the drop that you need.
Has had a short. Well, we are recording. He can. What have I done? Oh my gosh.
You said you wanted Jew throwing to be on live radio.
Jew throwing is going to be the new. Oh my gosh, I'm in trouble.
Yes,
okay, dwarf throwing has had a short, though popular, history in the north of Australia.
So was
as far as we know,
the
shut
short
up, Patrick.
Part a pun.
You know, I didn't even think about that. No. It was stopped following complaints from some sections of society. Not the little people though. Apparently, the dwarfs did not mind at all. The competitor required the dwarf be placed in a harness for ease of throwing, and a soft landing was erected. Now tell me.
Erect.
Soft, erected landing.
Soft landing.
What's about erected? Midgets, you know, there's something
okay,
there.
Okay, so number one. Okay, so I used to... Quick segue story. I used to have, like, in high
soft
school...
Soft erection?
No. Whoa, that's you.
That's what... If you okay. erected a soft landing, that's the you. Landing would be a soft erection.
That's you.
Would I not be right?
But no. So, like, I okay. used to... Okay, so when I was in high school, I used to have a friend, and she was a little person, right? And, like, when...
She was a midget.
When we used to have school dances, she used to be like...
Did she wear a shirt that said Sean's midget?
No. Don't be a dick. So... But when we used to have school dances and stuff, she always, like, because, you know, we would have conversations about the fact she was short. She was like, I don't like people picking me up. I was like, okay.
So when y'all dance, so, would you pick her up
so
or would you get on
is,
your knees?
No, my thing is, so, like, if they have, I know, it cannot only be her. It cannot can only be her. Try, no, he cannot. It cannot only be her that does not like being picked up. That's why this story is saying, like, the dwarfs didn't mind at all. I find that, like, you know, very, very
well,
fitting.
It doesn't,
because if you want to be thrown, they have to get your consent. So of course they're not gonna mind.
That's what she said. Okay.
You have to get consent.
Wow. Well,
okay.
It doesn't really give a time period when this was. So maybe they were thought of as lower forms of society, and they just liked being included. I'm not sure. But,
How do you ask that? Like, do you, like, in the application, in the job description, you say, so we're going to throw you. Are you okay with that? Yeah, I'm fine with that as long as I get paid.
Well, I would like to think if they were filling out an application for something called dwarf tossing or midget throwing or whatever it's called, that they wouldn't. They would be, it would
unless,
be implied that
unless,
they're okay with being
unless
tossed.
They were under the impression they were going to be throwing
they
stuff.
They still, yeah. They probably thought that they were throwing
like
stuff.
Dwarfs and then, like, dwarfs throwing things.
And then it, like, turned around to them, you know, being the ones that were thrown.
So, funny side story.
Okay.
Okay.
My former manager, when I worked for FedEx.
Worked for a delivery company.
FedEx.
Say the name so they know it's real.
Had done this. He, when he was in college.
So he had chewy through a little person?
Many times.
Many times?
Many times or many times?
Many.
Many? Like many per.
See, you just gotta make sure.
Oh my. Oh my, my, my.
Okay. Anyway.
There are many person many times.
In college, he and his friends, they would go down to Mexico. That's so cross the border, go to the bars there. And apparently they had set up midget throwing in the bar, because that's what they called it.
Say that again. Say it again. You got comfortable saying it. You hesitated.
That's what they were calling it.
Dwarf midget throwing. He went midget throwing. Little no,
throwing.
It's midget.
Midget tossing,
dwarf throwing.
So, but that's what they would. So they would be, you know, throwing these little people.
Little people hurling.
And the little people allowed it.
I think I like that one.
Because they were paid in alcohol. Like, they bought them drinks for permission to do this.
Wait a minute. So get me liquored up enough so you can
Be clear about this. That was it. Did they get them drunk first and then ask for permission?
No, it's okay. these little people would stay at the bar.
And then, you know,
to get free drinks when people ask
if they
could throw
free
them.
Drinks? I mean, how many drinks
does it take? So, you know, they probably sound like this. And they were like, if you buy me a drink, you can throw me as much as you want.
Like,
that's what she said. Lollipop Gill. Lollipop Gill.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's a different type of little person.
For a pop culture reference, a dwarf tossing competition was shown in the movie Wolf of Wall Street in the Martin Scorsese film about corrupt stock. Broker Jordan Belfort, the trader and his colleagues hurl small people. See, small people hurling.
No, I did watch
hurl small it. People wearing Velcro at a cloth target.
I can't remember that part.
Yeah, because they had the, like the big, like they were wearing like the Velcro suits, almost like Let me look that shit up. Like you know that I think it was actually on Nickelodeon when we were growing up.
Like Nickelodeon.
Not the dwarf throwing.
On a Nickelodeon.
not the dwarf throwing. But like they would like these people would put on these Velcro suits and then they would run and jump at the big Velcro wall. Yeah. So that's what it was like in the movie, except they were
being hurled.
Tossing little people.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let me see. I can pull it up and take a look at it. Let me see.
Patiently waiting. Are you?
That's what she said.
He said, little watered down.
He said. Let me see it.
Little watered down. Stretch.
Hey, you.
It was too late.
So I think nowadays to keep this more entertaining, I think you would have to do it kind of like Topgolf or something.
Okay, so instead I do remember this part.
It's a Topgolf.
Topgolf, throw him from the top floor.
That's not funny, aim for targets and distance. Instead of saying who could throw it the farthest, you have better aim.
So I do remember that. Because they were in the conference room talking about they're built to be thrown. Like,
so I do remember that.
God's gift to man.
I
do remember that. Like, I totally forgot about that. Because all I remember is, like, from this clip, like, where he was strapping on the goggles and he put on the helmet.
Strapping on and midgets, soft erection. Man, this segment is getting less and less family friendly.
I mean, the show wasn't meant to be family friendly.
Well, I feel like our advertisers.
Do you want to be in charge of the drops? Do you want to be in charge of the drops? Because you want them at the perfect time.
They are the perfect time, right? And the Patrick just plays them later on.
No, I was about to do it, then he started saying it, so I stopped.
No, I waited for you to do it, and then you stopped. That's what she said. That's not what I wanted.
You said give it to him.
Well, I'm going to spit all over my laptop.
We can be slightly family friendly.
Wait until I'm not drinking, please.
That's what she said. If
I hate this show, I'm quitting.
Well, I was about to say we would need a GoFundMe page started or a charitable donation for a laptop, but now we're looking for a new co-host for the sports page.
That's fine.
Just like on The Office, what is that when they're going to lose Stanley? It says middle-aged black salesman. Big butt, bigger heart.
Really?
Oh my.
Do you remember that episode though?
Yes.
Because if you don't, then that I sound like, you know, bad there.
No,
We need a middle-aged black man, big butt, bigger heart.
They did say that about Stanley. Stanley was my favorite character. Stanley got up for pretzel day, and that was it. He was about to race off for pretzel day.
I liked.
And he gets upset when meatballs. People cut in line.
Meatballs. Yes. Yeah. The meatball.
The meatball one, that was hilarious.
Feeding these idiots.
He's been feeding me for months. Oh, The Office. Wonderful.
Okay, we got time for one more segment. Patrick, go ahead. The one you thought we wouldn't have time for. I think we're going to do Idiot of the Week.
Are we doing Idiot of the Week? Or what something are we watching? Up
there, man.
Okay, this is the potpourri segment. Call in, message in. Well, I mean, don't call in. There's no phone to call. But message us and tell us what you want us to talk about for our next segment.
Number is 555-8643.
I mean,
or 867-53. 817-888-5371. That's my cell phone number.
Call Ashton. Send all your calls to Ashton. Late night.
And including all your telemarketing
calls. Did you read that article? The goat one?
The goat one.
Patrick, could you
the goat?
Yeah, do it. The zebra goat.
With the goat yoga?
The zoo. Can you take control of this? Control of the segment. Go ahead.
Not really. I mean, I didn't really look into it.
You know. Okay, well, go ahead and look into that. Sean and I are going to talk about it, and then you're going to let us know what zoo it is.
We really go into what are we watching, what we're watching.
I thought we were going to do that when we talked about The Office, but there is a zoo. Patrick's going to look it up where it's at because we did not plan on doing this segment. But our Idiot of the Week segment was discovered, and Patrick's going to tell us how that was discovered. that donkeys,
the donkeys were painted
to look like zebras.
So it's a Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park.
So this is Egypt. I feel like that's an
Egypt. Cairo, oh. Egypt.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not necessarily idiot of the week.
Like, that's...
Are they donkeys or
that's goats? Not a donkey.
Oh, donkey.
Or that's not a zebra. That's not a zebra. That's a donkey. Like that is
feel like donkeys and zebras. It looks really like an
albino donkey because they painted
a, a zebra looks way more like a horse than a donkey.
Yeah, I was. Gonna, I mean, donkeys are probably a lot cheaper, but yeah, I don't think you.
I would imagine
they're a lot cheaper.
Well, a lot cheaper than goats in that area of the world. Because they're asses. Well, I'm just thinking goats in the Middle East. Those are high commodities.
Oh, we never did bring this one up. So, apparently...
No.
You don't want to talk about that?
No.
People are saying...
Any excitement on it.
Well, I just want to say, people are saying this is incorrect, but, you know, it's government. It's probably true.
Whatever.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
Right.
No. If that were true, that means every time that you Google your symptoms, that shit is true.
Did you see that news story of the Nigerian guy? The Nigerian prince that had died, and they found in his closet billions and billions of dollars in cash. He was trying to give away, but no one would email him back.
No. I was about to say that's a lie.
There was an actual news story about that, but obviously I don't think that would be true.
It was definitely a scam. That Nigerian prince has been trying
to... I mean, who wouldn't do that? Send a couple hundred bucks and you get a $5,000 back? Why not do that? I'm still waiting for that, but, you know, it's a good investment. I sent $600 over. I should have about $1 million by the, you know, pretty soon. That's my retirement plan, by the way.
That's sad. That's so sad. I think the only reason why I wanted to do what we watch is because I've been watching Game of Thrones.
All right, let's watch it.
Have you been watching Game of Thrones? Have you seen Game of Thrones?
I've seen a few episodes.
It is so good.
Yeah, it's half porn, half murder everybody.
Duh. Yeah. That's awesome.
And they have a little person on there. Has he been thrown?
Has he made the throne?
Has he been thrown?
Has he been thrown? I don't necessarily think he's been thrown.
So if he sits in a throne, could we say that he has midget been tossing? Because there's a little person in a throne. A dwarf in a throne.
So that he's been thrown. No. No. Bad joke. Da-dum-boots. Get your face off the mic. We literally have nothing else to talk about. I think we're just wasting time.
This is fun.
What's wrong with that? One last time for alcohol and something. I don't know the words.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Who
I want to take me home.
You ain't heard that song?
I know who. Really?
No.
How did I hear that?
If you listened to 102.1 when they were changing to whatever they are now, they played Closing Time on loop for like a week.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. On loop. That's all they played.
It's Closing Time by Semisonic?
Here. I'll just look it up on YouTube.
No, don't do it. I mean, you can do it, but you know, you don't have to.
Patrick, read this. That's that guy I was talking about.
Semisonic.
Tell me if you'd like to have
him on a future show.
Oh, that was awful.
Permits pending, yeah, so please don't sue us for playing this song for too long.
We are not on the rights to this music.
That's the guy I was talking about. No, but read that.
I'm not going to read it in the middle of the show.
That's kind of the end of the show.
I have to watch this to make sure we don't play too much of it.
Who cares?
I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home.
Just skip it a little bit. Isn't it like 30 seconds continuously?
So why does this guy that's singing kind of look like Dwight?
Why does Dwight look like him? They actually play this. No, that was part of Stanley's thing. He loved this song. He hated the song until it meant closing.
Until it made sense to him. Yeah. because the reason why this song came on is so they know that it's time for them to go home. He was like, I love this song. It became Stanley's favorite song. So we did end up doing the What We Watch segment, pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, is it successful as any other one?
That's what she said.
I don't get the reference, but okay.
See, next episode, Ashton just needs to be in charge of the drop machine because he's not being...
I don't... Okay.
Oh, get ready, because he's not being satisfied.
That's what she said.
That other one could work though. Ooh, yeah, or whatever.
Oh my.
Yeah, that.
Oh my.
He's not being satisfied by the timing that you're playing everything.
He can suck it.
That's what she said.
It's funny that we have your voice as that drop because, like, we're talking about you and then it just comes up.
So when I first played that when we were setting up, he just started cracking up because it was his own voice.
Yes, it's his voice.
I don't think so.
See, we should have got somebody else to do it.
That's what she said.
That actually was pretty good.
That's what she said.
Can we stop?
That's what she said.
I'm never coming back to this show.
Oh my!
That didn't really fit.
But no, so that'll be our
see,
new.
See, if
thing.
We had that drop for the office, Michael Scott saying, "Looking for middle-aged black man, big butt, bigger heart." We could have played that every time Sean says he doesn't want it. We might want to get that because I think this is gonna be a common thing.
Let's not.
No, so the new thing is I'll have to see how many times I can fit that into the show.
Fit, that's what she said in the show.
Mm-hmm.
How many times you
see,
can
I think it's
fit?
In the best interest
right.
for us.
That's what she said.
In purposes of keeping listeners that we don't do that, but that's just me. Well, you're the producer, man.
But you know, before we would count like how many times
we literally
the
only
hokey
have,
pokey.
Hey, you're doing this, Kat. I'm just holding the tail.
We literally
that's what she said.
We literally on, only man. Have two listeners. So.
Seriously.
Oh my.
We have.
Oh my. It's not true.
It's recorded.
I only have two listeners right now. They're sitting across from.
That's what we're talking about. Each of us has the two other people listening to them.
But no, like before, you know, we would always like make the joke of, you know, Sean's favorite song being the Hokey Pokey, and it'd play like 10
that
or 12 times during our
song.
Show. And so we'd always keep track. We'd always draw attention to it.
That
so,
song can
so,
eat a D.
That's what she said. See, that's going to become as iconic as Steve Carell, as Michael Scott's. That's what she said.
That's what she said!
I think we need to record a few more of me so you can play different ones.
Different. No? That's what she said.
I don't. That's what she's. Different clips of that's what. Whatever.
Different. That's what she said.
See, this is fun. Sean's just getting drunk over there. We're just talking about crap. I think this would be the highest rated part of the show.
I am literally getting. I don't know.
Next week's show is going to be fun. Because I'm not going to Uber afterwards, so it's going to be fun. I may even bring the wife up here and the kids.
So that she can drive home.
To our next gen studio. No, she's probably not going to drive home.
Aw. I know who I want to take. It's your wife.
That's what she said. Could you tell that was a difference than...
No, I couldn't tell the difference at all.
No, I thought I had
it was very
button,
good.
Actually.
Yeah. It was perfect. Psych.
So, but on that note, should we go ahead and end this?
I don't know. I'm having fun.
I thought we were.
I know, but we need topics.
Yeah, this is a topic. Potpourri.
We're out of topics.
All right. I guess that's going to do it. I know y'all are going, oh, no. Come on. Keep going. There you go.
That's what she said.
There you go. You can listen to.
Because she never gets satisfied.
She is the it that I'm doing. Again, if you loved our show, and we appreciate it, if you're taking time out of your busy Saturday, if you're listening to us live, you may be listening to the show archived on our website. but
on SoundCloud,
soon to be on iTunes. Yes, but we are on live every Saturday at 7 p.m. That'd be Central Time. We're located here in DFW.
I literally just saw the fact that you're deciphering my words.
No, so
you said salty equals upset about something.
No, so I said my blind date commentary.
Oh my god.
So like, you know, on blind date, like they would say something and it would give you the little pop-up box. This is my pop-up box.
Oh god.
That's why, you know, Ashton was talking about
we probably need a video in the studio so that way they can see what the hell we're doing.
Well, you know, Ashton was talking about the football
player. I would have to hide the liquor, though.
So
let's not do
what
that.
What football player? You said
that he'd probably be pretty good if he'd catch with his hands and not with his chest.
Oh, Terrence Williams.
And then, you know, my comment was American football requires you play with your hands.
He's just playing around kind of football. Why do you say that, man?
See?
He gets so few sports references in that make any sense.
And he doesn't want to say any of them.
I know, seriously. Just go for it.
Well, thank you.
That's what she said.
Well, thank you for listening to the show.
We still need to get Sports Academy in as a segment.
No, we
once in a while.
You guys will have to develop it because I can't develop it because then I would actually learn something.
Oh my god! Well, listen, follow us anywhere where you can stalk your exes.
Facebook's at NextGenTX. TX is in Texas.
I'm gonna play the plugs again. So
again, listen to us next Saturday.
Yeah.
And what are we gonna talk about? Do we have anything we can tease a little bit? We're gonna talk about something. Probably sports.
Be prepared for a lot of that's what she said.
And there might be a smidge of smorts in between. That's what she said.
Smidge of smorts.
Smidge of sports.
That sounds like a bad porno. It does.
Starting out, we have to get advertisers where we can, man.
Smidge of sports.
Hey, I told them I would get your porno name into our show. You give me $100, I'll get it in there. That's what she said.
There you go.
I'll get it in there. But we can't.
I wasn't even looking at you. I knew where you were going with it.
That's what she said.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening to the Sports Page. I'm Des Bryant.
Oh, God. I guess I'm Ashton. Who knows?
That's Cole Hamels.
Cole, wow.
And Patrick is John Daniels.
American Dirk Nowitzki.
And I'm That's What She Said.
And thank you and good night.
Find us on Facebook at NextGenTX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.